Right around the country, it is the Jimmy and Nate Show. Thanks for being here, guys. And Jim, as we spoke about at the start of the show today, we're going to have a bit of a gear change now. And I think it's important in light of course, the tragic events that happened over the weekend here in Sydney. Of course, if you didn't know, guys, on Saturday afternoon, a crowded mall in Sydney, Bondi Junction, six people tragically lost their lives. And another 11 were injured, including a nine-month-old girl after a lone man went on a rampage stabbing shoppers. Five women shopping and a male security guard were amongst those killed, and it's the deadliest act of mass violence in Australia since 2017. This is a horrible statistic here as well. The tragedy marks the death of 23 women in Australia in 2024 alone to violent incidents. 2023 saw 64 women lose their lives to violence, and we wanted to bring an expert in to weigh in on what we in particular men, Jim, need to be doing to ensure women are feeling safe in Australia. Carly Dober is that person, and she's a psychologist with a particular interest in the issues that affect the mental health and emotional well-being of young women. She's a director at the Australian Association of Psychologists Incorporated and a director of Body Safety Australia that promotes childhoods free from violence and respectful relationships. Please welcome to the show, Carly Dober. Carly, thank you so much for being a part of the show. We appreciate you coming on, albeit in a situation like this.
Thank you for having me on. It's a horrible story, but I think everyone's got a lot of questions about how they can look after themselves in the light of this.
I guess the main thing we wanted to talk about, Carly, is the fact that obviously Jimmy and I, two men who do this radio show, and we wanted to ask, you know, how can we be better? How can we be helping the men of Australia, the men around the world, to ensure that women are feeling safer in, you know, environments where they really should be feeling safe?
For sure. There's so much. And what's really exciting is that all of these things aren't, you know, going to the moon level difficult. They're just little behavior changes that make such a difference to women and girls feeling safe just in their everyday lives. And I think the first one is calling out poor behavior when you see it or hear it by interrupting an interaction that might be a bit sexist or kind of harmful or scary. You can provide the opportunity for the woman to leave or get some help. And also it can be a really helpful learning opportunity for maybe blokes who don't know what's going on or who have poor intentions. And there are practical things you can do as well. If you see a woman or a girl being, I guess, harassed by someone, you can pretend to be her friend. So you can go up to her and just say, "Hey, Alana, haven't seen you in a while. How are you going? Do you want to go for a walk?" And then she can leave the situation. Again, you can go up, intervene, and just pretend that you're lost, ask for directions, and then hopefully the other person will get the hint and just go away. And also just obvious, just checking in, "Hey, how are you going? Are you feeling okay? Need a hand?" And sometimes people might need support, sometimes they won't, but it's better to be incorrect 20 times because there'll be one time in there that someone really needs your help.
Is it also like, you know, simple things like say you're walking home after a night out and there could be, you know, a woman, young girl, whoever by themselves walking and crossing like the road to give them that space?
Honestly, yes. Even myself, if I'm walking home in winter, it might be 6 p.m. and there's like a guy or a group of guys behind me. I know that more often than not, they're probably just thinking about their dinner, wanting to get home as well. But it makes me feel so much more comfortable if they just cross the street or if they're kind of coming up behind me that they do that as well.
What can we be saying to, you know, women in our lives and people listening out there as well? Because, I mean, such a tragic event like this, it can impact people so differently on so many different occasions. I know, like this morning, my wife, she was in tears watching the news, and you know, I wanted to be there as much as I could for her. But what can I be saying in situations like that to make sure, you know, she is feeling supported as well as feeling safe?
You know, it's really powerful just to ask, you know, is there anything that you want to talk about? You know, is there anything that you want to share with me? I don't know what it's like to be a woman, but I'm really keen to understand. And that can be so powerful.
Yep. Carly, I mentioned this on the show earlier that went to the gym this morning and just like people I've never spoken to, like everyone is just talking about this. Why is that? Why in these moments do we just seek out other people, even people we don't know, just to talk about and say, "Have you heard? Have you seen?" Why does that happen?
It is such a natural human response to need and want answers about something that feels so senseless. Australia doesn't often have mass murders. And when it happens culturally, everyone is just like, "What the hell? Who saw this coming? Was there any way this could have been avoided?" We all want answers because, again, it also speaks to our need to feel safe in our communities. You know, whatever gender you are, however old you are, we all want to be safe.
Carly, we saw a lot of those images, you know, floating around the news, and I'm going to get to the role of the media very soon as well, but we saw a lot of those images of that father who was leaving the shopping centre and had covered the eyes of his children, two young girls. And it was just, you know, it was heart-wrenching to watch something like that. For the parents listening out there now, or the guardians listening out there now, like, what kind of things can we be doing to be protecting our kids and educating our kids when something like this does happen?
I'll start with protection first. I recommend that parents protect their children by turning off the news and not having it on in the background if it's going to be talking about this kind of stuff, and have a chat to them. Be honest. Also, though, don't tell them unnecessarily gory details because it will scare them. You can just say something simple like, sometimes bad things happen in the world and some people got really hurt yesterday and they died. The person also lost their life, but you are safe, you are loved, and I don't know all the answers, but I will tell you what I know when I can. Check in with them often. Let them know that this conversation isn't one and done, that they can come to you with any questions that they might have, and they also might hear a lot of things that maybe aren't true.
Yeah.
Because often they might fill in the gaps with what they think has happened, and sometimes what they will make up is scarier than what has actually happened. So conversations with your kid are really important. So that's the protection path. And then I think when looking after them, keep to their routines. Make sure that they're hanging out with their friends, their siblings, their cousins, you know, going to footy, going to swimming, and that they are sleeping, that they're eating, drinking, having fun, and that you're bonding with them doing that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
What about, I mean, Nath mentioned it, the role of the media. You know, Nath and I, you know, we had some conversations today about how do we talk about this on the show, because we're a comedy-based show and we want, you know, to still try and put some smiles on people's faces. We want to still have some laughs despite this. I mean, has some parts of the media gone too far by naming incorrect people, by showing photos and stuff like that?
Because the media landscape has changed and there is that 24/7 news cycle, the media has a lot of pressure to come up with answers that people are wanting and desperately needing after something like this. But sometimes patience and, you know, moving without haste is important, because, again, a lot of harm and damage and stigma can occur unintentionally and sometimes intentionally by providing incorrect information. So I think the media is such an important part of this conversation. You know, it can be done well, but that sometimes means holding back until you have more of a clear picture.
No, Carly, we appreciate you coming on the show. There is one final question I did want to ask, just, you know, generally for people as well. Of course, Lifeline's always available 24/7, 13, 11, 14, but just ways to process this, you know, as someone who was either, you know, in the vicinity of the area, if you've seen it online, on socials, where on the news, heard it on the radio, just some tips for people dealing with, you know, when that trauma is forced into you from so many different angles.
For sure. I think my first and foremost tip is to limit your news exposure when and where possible. People can feel compelled to be obsessive about it because, again, it is so shocking. We all want answers. But, you know, there is a limit to how much new helpful information you can process. If you're reading about this for 2 hours a day, is that actually helpful? Probably not. Can you instead go for a walk? We know that exercise is so helpful for the stress response that occurs in the body after something like this. Keep up to your routines as well. Eat, sleep, hydrate with water, rest, see friends, you know, engage in healthy distraction activities. And also, if you are feeling helpless and hopeless, you know, try and do something tangible. Can you donate any money to any of the families, you know, the victims or survivors? You know, we expect this stress response to occur in kids, teens, adults, over the next couple of days, weeks, sometimes months. Eventually, these symptoms will resolve on their own. But if you're noticing that it's impacting your sleep, you're using substances much more than you'd like to, you can't concentrate at all for a while, connect to your GP or a psychologist. You know, get that support because it's really important.
Absolutely. Carly, thank you so much for joining us. We know you would have helped thousands of people listening to the show right now. We appreciate it. Again, we wish it was on terms that didn't involve such a horrible tragedy, but we'll chat again, and thank you so much for being a part of the show.
Thanks so much, guys.